apologize for the brief interruption. You know, my mother barged in, literally not even knocking on the door, literally not even acknowledging that I'm busy. But, you know, that's how Hispanic parents are. So, carry on with what you were saying before about the leadership opportunities.
I guess it's leadership itself. Definitely put it this on my resume. Although my resume is already filled, I guess this probably can take over one of my jobs, or can be under my other internship, or above, maybe rather. It's kind of like to my field, because like my field is kind of like organize, I guess, have data, organize it, something like that, projects, so like project based. So I guess that's probably one thing from my resume. The opportunities. That's mainly this internship. There's not really much about that, but also the internship being a fellow. I guess made money off that. Career wise, going to college, deciding a major. But yeah, that's about it. Answer those questions.
All right. It's clear that MBK has had a great impact on you, on me, on our communities. You know, just living in New York, being a man, being a person of color, being a man of color, all of these intersecting, you know, identities, all of these things that affect all of us in MBK. We're all fighting for the same thing. Just all these different schools that MBK works with, all of these different scholarships and internships and trips that we have that they provide us with, just goes to show how big of an impact MBK has on our lives and for our futures. And the experiences that we get from MBK are so special and so tender that we are never going to forget them. But there's always ways that we can do bigger and better things, and there's always room for growth and ways that we can improve, because nothing is perfect and there's always ways that we can get better. So I want to know, how can MBK have an even bigger impact? All right, take your time.
Okay. Talking to ABA, have a bigger impact. I guess the bigger impact could be like, I guess getting, I think it's bringing people that became more together. I don't know specifically how. Like some bonding time, I don't know. Can we have a bigger impact? I guess maybe do some types of like wake up callers, because I know a lot of kids are like not like lost or like don't really have like somebody to check them. A lot of people like kind of believing like we live like they live in like their own bubble, like the world of flowers and rainbows, and it's really not like not needing to be more serious, like taking school or whatnot, something serious. A bigger impact overall is maybe getting more involved with the community, becoming maybe more of a pushing more into like an organization maybe. I think that's about it. Can't really do much from like an after school club yet. Maybe like pushing an organization, that's like the biggest thing I guess you could say. Bringing more bonding time, checking up on people too. That's the one thing. Yeah, gonna put it.
Right. There's always ways that we can get better, and I agree with you on those points. I feel like we haven't really gone to, like, I wasn't really able to form the connections with the other brothers as much as I would have liked to. So MBK, we all have, similarly to what we were saying before, this big mission that we're fighting for, this big change that we are making and still trying to make. It won't be solved, and we don't expect it to be solved, but we're always fighting for things to get better. And there's only so much we can do as one organization with, you know, not as much partnerships as we, you know, would like to have. So I want to know, are there any challenges, limitations, barriers that your local MBK right now is not capable of solving in terms of improving educational opportunities for young men of color? And is it possible for MBK to work on solving those problems? And if MBK can, and how?
I guess they're not capable of changing the population they have at their disposal. Because I know when I met, like, something I don't know, I said this before in the meetings, like, the kids were just rough for them, just come for the trips. Really wouldn't be anything productive or bring anything to the conversation, bring anything to the table. I guess right now they might not be able to solve is the population they have at their disposal. Of course, there's better people out there, but a lot of them are probably into other clubs and stuff like that. So I guess, yeah, just really the population they have at their disposal. I guess another challenge we're going to have to solve is how much money they're getting, because I know the funding just got cut for, like, the whole entire school budget. So, that's not the something out of the way, out of the power. But I mean, they did have a lot of people attending MBK, like, last year, like, during the end of the year. Not people getting into MBK, like, completely, like, oh, we'd be packed. Like, they'd be like, I'm pretty sure they'd be like, I think how many people, like, 30, like, a good 25, like, minimum. I think maybe push it, like 30 something people there, like, in that room. So I guess that's probably good for the numbers, when we can put more people, and they can get more funding. But yeah, I think that's the two problems, maybe, like, the funding, because the school budget got cut, and also just the population out of this school who's willing to come.
I agree that people want to reap the benefits that come with being a part of MBK without actually putting that work in, even though that work will only benefit them. And it just goes to show people need to actually see how much MBK has impacted our community, and they need to feel inspired and feel driven to help make that same change as much as they can. Be a part of MBK and actually show that you care and not are just, you know, milking it for the trips and, you know, just bonding with your friends. It's so much deeper than that, and there's so much more that MBK has to offer than that, that people don't appreciate enough. So that is all I have to ask for you today, John, unless you feel that there is anything that I didn't ask it, but I should have. And if you have any final comments, questions, or concerns in general, or any comments from me, the interviewer.
I think. Trying to think. Is there anything you didn't ask? Maybe. Maybe you could have asked. Yeah, no, never mind. I think probably adult points with all those questions. So do you just go back to the main break room or what?
Well, before we transition to the main breakout room, I would like to ask again if you're still comfortable with this interview being shared and recorded and shared. All right, wonderful. Have a good afternoon, John. This is the end of the interview. Take care, and let's go back to the main breakout room.